Now, Chew on This, your health and wellness headlines and media propaganda report with Dr. David Friedman and the poster child of sassiness, the author of the Skinny Bitch book series, Kim Barnuin.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Our first headline comes from CBS News. A new study shows a quick candy bar may starve off more than hunger. It could actually prevent major fights between husbands and wives. Ohio State University psychologists coined a new phrase called hangry, which is hungry and angry combined. Over 100 married couples had their levels of blood glucose monitored. Those with the lowest scores were more likely to be angry at each other, but eating a candy bar helped ease the strife. Kim, the next time you and your hubby have a tiff, will you be eating a Snickers bar?
I'm going to ditch the Snickers bar, but the actual study itself makes sense because, you know, when your blood sugar drops, you can turn into a whole different creature that way. So imagine trying to have any sort of important talk with your spouse when you're hungry, your blood sugar is low. You just need to eat something healthy.
Exactly. I have a friend who actually turns into a monster unless he drinks some orange juice or eats a candy bar. And incidentally, he's been divorced twice, so maybe there's something to this study. He suffers from hypoglycemia, low blood sugar. But here's what he does, Kim. He binge eats, which is why he's overweight. He eats like 5,000 calories in one sitting. And if he would just, you know, do small meals, maybe 500 calories every 4 hours, he wouldn't be that monster and might stay married.
Right, right. It's true. And, you know, you don't have to snack on just candy bars. I mean, you know, keeping your blood sugar levels even throughout the day, it's just a matter of choosing the low glycemic, healthy carbs, eating, you know, leafy greens, eating like sweet potatoes, quinoa, just having good nutrition, beans, lentils, tofu, something like that. And, you know, you're adding protein and the good carbs together. It's going to keep them all steady and hopefully keep you from turning into a monster.
Right. You mentioned a really good one, a sweet potato. I like to add cinnamon on mine because cinnamon is actually an herb known for its ability to balance sugar levels anyway. And also, Kim, cinnamon could actually save a marriage because it freshens people's bad breath. So it kills two birds with one stone.
It can help.
Definitely. But, you know, the story does mention candy bars, and people need to realize that it has refined sugar and corn syrup, and it forces the pancreas to secrete large amounts of insulin, which, of course, makes you fat and leads to diabetes. So, as you mentioned, fruits and veggies. I recommend, like you said, the glycemic effect. It's best to go with things with fiber. So, like blueberries, strawberries, or an apple, they're great marriage savers. You know, what's your favorite to keep you from skinny bitching to death with your husband?
Well, you know, I like having a trail mix nearby. You know, I make it just throw a bunch of nuts and seeds together, a little bit of granola, and it's so good. And then I just mix some like blueberries with it because berries are my favorite thing. So just, you know, nuts, seeds, and fruit is my favorite. We've been good so far.
Blueberries. Blueberries are my favorite. Great stuff. Right, let's go to our next headline. It's really fascinating, Kim. A clinical psychologist in New York proved that product labels impact how our body reacts to food. A batch of French vanilla milkshake was created and divided into two, and it was labeled differently. One was labeled as a Sensi shake with low calorie, zero fat, zero sugar, and only 140 calories. The other was labeled as the indulgent shake and falsely labeled to contain sugar and 620 calories. Both before and after levels of the hormone ghrelin were taken, which tells your body it's hungry. Those that thought they were eating a fat shake had 3 times less ghrelin in their body. So in theory, if people ate healthy food with an indulgent mindset, it could trick their body into feeling fuller, resulting in a weight loss. Now, Kim, this is really proof positive of, you know, the power of the mind here.
Oh, it is. I mean, this is an incredible study because, you know, you have the two groups and they're drinking exactly the same thing, but the results are so different because they're thinking different. So, I mean, I guess you're just going to have to tell yourself while you're, you know, having that salad that this is like the most indulgent thing you've ever had.
Right.
But really it is about being more mindful and in trying to enjoy your food and being really involved in the cooking of it and appreciating it and eating it. And because you've got to get your mind going because it's a lot more powerful than you think.
Right. But, Kim, it's hard to lie to yourself, but I bet a lot of females listening with overweight husbands are thinking of the idea, maybe I'll tell my husband I'm using a lot of milk, sugar, and fattening ingredients and fool him into losing weight and actually not use those things.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I pretty much fooled my kid and my husband for a long time when they were eating vegan food. They had no idea. I just put in front of them, said, oh, you guys are going to love this. It's like rich and delicious, and they ate it all up. They loved it, didn't know any different until I think it was a good few months later that I told them. So it really is mind over matter in this case.
It's amazing. You know, it's the placebo effect is so powerful. You know, if you believe in something in your mind's eye, you can change your chemistry, your attitude, even your pathway to greater things in life. There was a study that they did several years back where they actually announced they're going to study the effect of alcohol. And they had people volunteer, and they had to stay for 2 days because they didn't want you driving, and they had a place to stay. And they tested their cognitive thought, their balance, how their attitude changed. And after about 3-4 drinks, they were staggering and words were stuttering, and 6-8 drinks they were falling down. And Kim, at the end of the second day, they announced that nobody had any alcohol. It was grape juice. It wasn't wine.
Oh my
god, all in their minds.
Hilarious.
It's the power of the mind. So there's really something to this. For the body to create less ghrelin, it literally is creating a chemical reaction based on what your mind believes.
And that is a hormone that, you know, as they call it, the hunger hormone, that's so important. So if you can really tap into that, you can do a lot for your health and your diet, especially if you're trying to control what you're eating. But, yeah, that is amazing that how powerful mind can be.
It's amazing stuff. We had a quick question for you, Kim. Actually, one came in. Diane from Sarasota asked, Kim, in your book you say diet soda is poison. What can I drink besides water? Nobody likes
water. Oh, what can I drink besides water? You know, and that's a hard thing because, you know, if you tell people to drink juice, there's still a lot of sugar in that, and they add so many other things to the juice as well. I just try to do the best I can and make my water as exciting as I can, and I add fruit to it. And if you go to a gym, you see that a lot of gyms add, like, every single day my gym will add a new fruit, like, whether it's pineapple or cantaloupe or lemon or watermelon. There's so many different things you can add to your water to spruce it up a little bit. So that's kind of what I do because I don't drink anything else. Sometimes I might make a little bit of homemade lemonade with some fresh lemon juice and agave nectar,
that's about it.
But I say jazz up your water.
Yeah, or if they like that soda, that bubbly feel, like sparkling water. I drink that all. I'm drinking right now. I'm drinking sparkling water right here. I squeeze lemon in it, and it's like a Sprite to me. And it's just delicious,
exactly.
But the bubbles really help when I'm on the radio. Also, if you're doing that a lot, or if you got the seltzer water really helps. That sparkling water is great, and it gets you that mindset that you're drinking soda, and everybody loves that bubbly feel. And if that's your kick, you can squeeze different things in there, and maybe put a xylitol in there. It mixes good with water, but that's actually a good question. But soda seems to be you know, a big cause of obesity, diabetes, and people need to get away from that. I think it's a mindset. If they think
and again, that, like
Sprite.
You just said, was fantastic, that, you know, you think that you're drinking a soda when you have, you know, that fizzy water, and that could be a great thing to have, and, you know, to get yourself off the soda is having this. You're still getting the fizz of it, but putting some fruit in it would make it taste great. So, you know, you're getting all the benefits of the water, but you're not having the soda, but you tell yourself, wow, this is pretty much like drinking a soda. And there you go.
Right. And I think when you drink or eat something that's good for you, your body just knows it right away. And like, I'm drinking this right now, it just feels good. If I were to drink a Coke or a Sprite or something, it temporarily feels good. But your body, you just knows. You just know. If I had a big pizza, I just know that wasn't good for me. It tasted good, but your body really talks to you. So that's
and
important.
And you pay for it later because it may be so great
later.
Going down. For a few minutes.
That's true.
But then your body pays for
true.
It later on, and you don't feel good, and you're groggy, and you're dragging, you have a stomach ache, you have heartburn. Is it really worth it?
All the above. Fantastic. All right. Well, that concludes another Chew on This. You can join Kim and I, your dynamic duo of due diligence. Next time, as we digest more news you can use, you can follow Kim on Twitter at SkinnyBitch and me at Dr. David Friedman. For all of Kim's latest books and health tips, go to HealthyBitchDaily.com. And keep up to date on the show, visit toyourgoodhealthradio.com. Stay tuned and stay well.